Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I'm Bill Anzio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 through 7 and 15 through 16. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am El Shaddai. Walk with me and be trustworthy. I will make a covenant between us, and I will give you many, many descendants." Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, "But me, my covenant is with you. You will be an ancestor of many nations. And because I have made you the ancestor of many nations, your name will no longer be Abram, but Abraham. I will make you fertile. I will produce nations from you, and kings will come from you. I will set up my covenant with you and your descendants after you in every generation as an enduring covenant. I will be your God and your descendants' God after you." God said to Abraham, "As for your wife Sarai, you will no longer call her Sarai. Her name will now be Sarah. I will bless her and even give you a son from her. I will bless her so that she will become nations, and kings of people will come from her." And now for a devotion based on this scripture, written by Sandra Stogsdill Brown, pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Topeka, Kansas, a Master of Arts in Religious Education from the Claremont School of Theology, Master of Divinity from Central Baptist Theological Seminary, is passionate about education, stewardship, team building, creative worship, and radical hospitality. Like many Presbyterian pastors, I lead a congregation where older members far outnumber the younger ones. Some of them need canes and walkers to navigate their way to worship now. Others no longer worship in person because they do not drive anymore, or because sitting in a wooden pew for too long simply hurts. People look at the average age of our members and wonder about our future. I have lost count how many times I have heard the question, "What are we doing to attract younger members?" Abram was 99 years old when the Lord gave him the name Abraham, meaning father of nations. Sarah was 90. They are painfully aware of their ages and the limitations that come with them. Yet God calls and chooses these two older adults and promises to make them not just fruitful, but exceedingly fruitful. They see their ages as an obstacle, understandable, but God sees an opportunity. Instead of viewing old age as a liability, what if we viewed aging as an opportunity to let God make us more fruitful? Rather than fret about where the young people are, why not focus on celebrating the people who are already with us? What if we treated older adults like the asset they truly are? Older adults have tremendous power to uniquely bless others. My congregation and my own life is much richer because of the prayers, stories, wisdom, acceptance, words of encouragement, brave questions, financial gifts, artistic talents, hospitality, and life experiences of saints in their 80s and 90s. The story of Abraham and Sarah invites me to let go of the idea that old means less than, and to trust that God is working in me and in the churches I serve to make us exceedingly fruitful. God, thank you for calling people of all ages throughout the ages. Make me fruitful my whole life long for your sake. Amen. And now here's a question for personal reflection. What is the basis of your relationship with God? How comfortable do you feel in it? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. The name of our podcast, in case you're wondering, comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who said, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." Our world certainly needs people like you and me to do the good we can. And a great place to start, as I'm sure you know, is here in our church community. To that end, I'd like to share a way you might get involved. Each year, Sun Prairie United Methodist Church reaches out beyond our doors through our Easter egg hunt. Last year, nearly 150 kids hunted for 9,000 Easter eggs. Well, we need help filling those 9,000 eggs again. We are asking for donations of candy, small toys, or financial gifts to purchase items to fill the eggs. You can bring candy or small toys to the fellowship hall or financial gifts to the church office. And please make sure to designate that your donation is for Easter eggs. And please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., in person or online. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website or our YouTube channel. This Sunday is the second Sunday of Lent. Our Lenten theme this year is Come to the Table. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.